It's time for a Mr. Pease Butcher Shop and a Deli Grilling Tip. Mr. Pease, 813 Shadecrest Road in beautiful Bluff Park, has got the steak package for you. This is a flat-out steak package from start to finish. 5 8-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon steaks. Yeah, five of them. 5 12-ounce ribeye steaks. 5 12-ounce New York strip steaks. 16-ounce bottle of Pilateri's marinade, $185.99 right now. Just one of the many great deals that they have. Oh, yeah. You can pick any number of fabulous meat specials. Load up your freezer with it. I talked about that one specifically because what we're talking about today is something I did over the weekend, and I didn't get into too much detail. I did put up a video, and I don't blame a lot of people for not watching it because I thought, I'm never doing this. Why would I? Air frying a steak, or in my case, two steaks. Let me tell you about, if I were to do it again, differences. Here's what I would do. I'll just tell you from start to finish what I would do if I was going to do it again, all right? First off, I would use a much better cut of steak. Because I just use cheap grocery store steak, because if I ruined it, it was okay that I was ruining cheap grocery store steak, and I always have mac and cheese on hand, and I could just make that, you know? But I decided I would, next time if I did this again, I would absolutely use a better cut of steak. I'd probably use ribeye. It's my favorite steak. I would absolutely trim. Get a lot of the stuff off of there that's not necessary. Now, the marbling, you know, obviously leave that. But I would absolutely trim. I wanted to leave as much fat on the steak as possible to give it as much of a chance. I also, originally, I marinated the steak. I don't think I would do that with a good top-quality Mr. Pease steak. I might throw a little seasoning on it. Some standard Mr. Pease seasoning would be good. If not that, salt, pepper, onion powder, garlic powder, pretty much it, okay? Make sure you preheat your air fryer. That is to say, set it for 400, let it run for 4 or 5 minutes. 5 is pretty standard, okay? And then make sure that while you're doing that, or before you're doing that, that you get your steak out of the refrigerator, you season it up, but let it sit and get to room temperature. I didn't get it all the way to room temperature, and I think that's one of the reasons why it didn't get done in as short a time as I believed it was going to. But get your steak all the way up to room temperature. It might involve leaving it out of the fridge for about a half an hour, and that's going to be okay. So yeah, warm up, preheat your air fryer, and then put your steak in. You're going to go 400 degrees for 3 minutes. Then flip it over, because even though air gets all the way around, the heating element tends to be on the top in most air fryers, at least the kind I have. You know, you may have a different kind. And you want that kind of sear, as close to a sear as you can get when you're air frying. So flip it over, go another 3 minutes. You do that, you're going to end up with a steak at about 125 degrees, 120, 125. That's going to be medium rare. Leave it in a little bit longer. You can get it to 135, that's going to be medium. You want to go 155, you're a monster, and you should never cook or eat steak again because you like it well done. I'm kidding. I can say that because Tim Melton is not here. Tim loves his steak well done. That's fine. Can you air fry a steak? Yeah, I've got so many other great means. I'll tell you, one time I had these killer steaks. I had not yet learned the cast iron skillet method. I was going to grill them, but when I went to grill them, it was pouring rain out, and I was like, this ain't going to happen. So I just put them on my George Foreman grill. And I'll be honest with you, the George Foreman steaks were better than the air-fried steaks. The cast iron skillet, better than the air-fried steaks. The grill, better than the air-fried steaks. What does the air-fried steaks beat? Microwaved steaks. If you microwave a steak, it's going to be awful. Don't do that. But if you got an air fryer and you want to give it, I know people who swear by it, people who love it. I just wasn't that blown away by it. I didn't feel like it was great. Maybe if you follow my direction here, you can get a better chance of getting a better steak. There's your Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli grilling tip, or air frying tip as the case may be. Pick up their fabulous steak package today, or one of their other monthly meat specials. They go for as low as $74.99. In fact, they have one for $49.99. Boneless sirloin tips, a pound of ground steak, boneless center cut pork chops, boneless skinless chicken breast, bottle of Pilateri's barbecue sauce, all for a great low price. Get on board and don't forget about their fabulous seasonings and sauces. Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli, those are available everywhere, by the way. You can find them at Publix, you can find them at Walmart. 813 Shadecrest Road in beautiful Bluff Park, making sandwiches until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Go get you some.